Energy electric, rhyming so hectic. Content of the song, you can probably fucking guess it. Just me talking shit over a funky ass beat. Metaphors full of bullshit, hit you like a stampede.
I lost my blackamile. I found it though. Derek's not on. Derek, hold on. Yeah, talk to me. Okay, hold on. Oh, hold up a second. Hold up. All right, Derek, talk to me.
I am talking to you, Sean.
Okay, there he is. Derek's there. We're live. It's what episode, Derek?
53.
It's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast, episode 53. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
We are America's shittiest wrestling podcast.
Just because of that.
I dropped my black and mild. I didn't even have Derek's mic on. It was funny. I've been telling Angel about the abyss all day, and I just went and looked into the abyss, and when I flipped the cushion, there was a pair of boxers there, and it made me laugh because she completely no-sold finding a pair of boxers 5 minutes earlier because she looked in the abyss 5 minutes earlier.
And already found them.
And, yeah, had to have seen the pair of boxers, obviously. It's the only thing there. So, and then that means... That means she just completely no-sold it. Then I went and looked in the abyss. I was like, there's a fucking pair of... I was like...
My head like a helicopter. Get the fuck out of here. She's fucking thing right back down.
I wish you had a mic on you right now.
Yeah, and she was like, no, I don't want a mic.
But yeah, I... But then I looked in the abyss and I was like, there's a pair of red boxers I've been looking for like 2 months.
Your cats are
Yeah, they're in the abyss. I was like, hell yeah, there's the red boxes. I'm about to wash them bitches and wear them tomorrow.
Those are your go-to to impress the ladies?
It just cracked me up because I flipped it and was like...
2 months of unhappiness.
I just like kind of bit my...
couch. Oh, that's
I bit my lip like, holy shit. I was like, I just watched this chick flip this cushion 3 minutes earlier. And she completely no-sold it. Like, yeah, there was nothing. Like, there was... Like, this abyss was clean. Oh, I'm almost tearing up right now. Oh, that was funny. I flipped that cushion and was like, oh, that's awesome.
Well, at least you found your happiness again.
Yeah, now I can wear red boxers tomorrow.
That's hilarious.
You'd be stylish. So anyway, we watched. I'm about to put you on microphone. You need to find one. There's three over there. She's like, nah, I'm cool. But no, anyway. So yeah, we watched WWE Battleground tonight. Now let me explain this real quick. Normally, if you've never listened to this show, Derek and I do a Twitter poll every week on a wrestling topic of a classic show we will review. It gets voted on. Whatever wins,
I'm just stopping you there. See, you're trying to beat around the bush. This, yeah. And okay. All you did was a typical wrestling segment of falling asleep. Just come what? Out and say it and this, say, I week? Fell asleep watching AWA.
No, yeah. Instead well, it was my birthday this weekend.
I mean, you fall asleep during the podcast, so then after AWA finally wins, you're like, I'm going to sleep on
sometimes
it.
Sometimes me and Derek record this podcast so late that I fall asleep during it. But, so I tried to watch our show we were going to review this week, but yes, you are completely correct. I fell asleep.
See, you're trying to sugarcoat it.
I watched like two matches. You need an ashtray? Here, here, fam, I got you. So, anyway, I tried to watch the pay-per-view, and I fell asleep two or three matches in. I was watching Rock and Roll Buck Zumhoff and shit, and I was like, I was asleep. So,
I watched the whole fucking thing,
so
and then
next
you fall
week,
asleep.
Next week, we will do AWA Super Sunday 83, because it's a very important show, and we do need to discuss it as part of this podcast.
And I have a feeling you might sleep during the podcast now.
But anyway, we'll record it earlier. I promise. I'm not. I think I have next Sunday off. I'll check. I don't know. I'm not sure. So anyway, so this week I decided, hey Derek, I slept instead of watching the thing. I took like three notes and didn't review.
You're just
it.
Lucky we had the pay per view.
So
tonight.
We had a pay per view tonight. So I was like, yeah, how about me and you, fam? I'm saying fam a lot tonight. Get three Mike's Hards in me, and I'm just like, yo, what up, fam? I was like, yo, let's just review Battleground.
To bum a Newport here in a minute.
I wish I had a Newport. I wish I had a Port 100. I wish I had a Newport 100. I bet you if I do dig in the abyss, I might find a Port 100 down deep under the springs in the boxers. So anyway, you want to talk about this pay-per-view? We watched WWE Battleground. We didn't take any notes during it, but Angel did.
Yeah.
I
remember it.
They're gibberish, so...
We watched the whole show. It was WWE Battleground,
okay,
right?
So
Battleground, yes.
Off, I'm not sure, but just right off the bat, you said Jeff Fakin. You didn't say Jeff Fakin.
It was about Kofi Kingston.
That was hilarious.
Kofi Kingston used to be... You're right. You're building this up perfect. The first match was The New Day versus the Usos. So they were showing the promo packages, and they showed the rap battle. When Kofi used to be Jamaican... So they called him Jafakin.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, when the camera was shaking and shit. So it really built up for this match between the Usos. It really got you in the moment, right, as an outsider. Watching. I'm trying to type in what the results are real quick here on the...
You also said, you know, somebody had a weak chop, and I thought that was hilarious.
And she's talking about Austin Creed's weak chop.
Yeah, so the match opened and Xavier Woods was in the ring first.
I think this was the time when she got a titty jerk too, during the weak chop.
The first titty jerk.
Yeah.
All right, the first little titty jerk. So anyway, Xavier Woods kind of was exhibiting some weak chops in this match compared to the other guys in this ring. All right, yeah, go ahead, Derek. I want Derek to read them. Hold on, let me... Titty Explosion Facebook Live. all right, because...
That's hilarious.
So we were talking about how Xavier Woods had weak chops, so then I started showing when Rick Leeb gave us fucking chops.
Yeah.
And then I was talking about how I wore a t-shirt because I didn't want my titty explode on Facebook Live. Because that could literally happen when you get chopped like that.
Yeah.
Your titties could explode. Derek, you're the sober guy here. I'm very drunk. You want to give us any thoughts on this match?
Of what? The
Usos versus the New Day, the first match of the card, right?
Like we talked about from watching it, it had a lot of false finishes.
False finishes.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking falling
asleep
here. I'm being you tonight.
You're being me tonight. Yeah. So that was actually the kind of thing I was explaining to Angel, the non-wrestling fan in the room. I was kind of explaining, okay... So, what's up? That's harsh, but you being the non-wrestling fan? Well, you're the new wrestling fan, I should say. Okay, how about that? You're the new wrestling fan. So, the new wrestling fan was talking. My leg was itching while I was doing that, and it looked really weird. I looked like a dog, like begging. Huh, Angel? My head's sideways. What do you think? I'm the new wrestling fan. You think? But no, I was just itching my ankle. So, anyway... now it was false finish after false finish, big move, giant jump off the top rope, kick in the fucking face.
Yeah, I see that.
Kick out at
a lot of knee to the face,
kick out at 2.9. And I had said when you do that in the first match, like, yeah, it gets the crowd all hype and shit.
Yeah, because you were shocked.
But it's almost like making a guy come before you get his pants off.
Which we seen later on in the night.
The guy that has that intro music that I like so much with the red pants, and it's just like...
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Alright.
Which he's next, ain't he? But anyway, so the New Day won. The New Day won.
They're the new
SmackDown champs. It's the first time having the SmackDown tag team title.
So we'll see how long they roll with him.
Yeah, what was the next match? Was it Baron Corbin and Shinsuke Nakamura?
I don't know. There's a big decision.
You said it was the women's match.
No, it was Shinsuke.
But
and,
that's what
Baron.
I believe was Corbin. And
so, yeah, Shinsuke and Baron Corbin was next, and that was the best match we've seen Shinsuke have so far.
And that's what you was...
Now, I introduced Shinsuke to Angel a few weeks ago by just showing the... it was his SmackDown debut. I was on their YouTube, and it was like top 10 moments of the year or some shit. And one of them was Shinsuke's debut. So I just showed her that when he just came out to his music and didn't even wrestle. And I was like, listen to the crowd.
And then the crowd has...
And the guy was playing the violin, yeah. So, but they've been kind of dogging. Yeah, they've been
disappointing since his debut was amazing.
This was, this was his best pay-per-view match since coming to the main roster, Shinsuke versus Baron Corbin.
I think he,
which is kind of surprising because Baron Corbin ain't really that all that. All right, so there's this spot where Shinsuke Nakamura dropped a leg drop on the back of.
It was like an axe kick. Yeah.
Axe kick leg drop on the back of Baron Corbin's neck, and you thought it knocked him out.
Yeah.
Then when Baron Corbin got up, he turned around and kicked that dude in the balls. And that was the end of the match. It was a DQ. And then Baron, like, smiled, like, yeah, I kicked you in the balls.
Which was kind of weak. Kind of disappointed the entire match that was really, really good to watch. That's the only letdown of that entire...
Yeah, it was a... Okay, go ahead. Run down some of your notes.
All right. Nut Stomper went to work with wet hair. Slow down on the baby.
Okay, so yeah, Baron
she
Corbin.
She didn't like them being greased out.
Yeah, all wrestlers come out to the ring with their hair wet and baby oil.
That's gorilla position, Sean.
Like him. He just seemed like a greasy dude in general and not in the Trailer Park Boys bunch. At all. It was like, you know, like.
Greasy.
Like in the way. Greasy. Like, you know, like, no, you're fucking. I hate you. You're like that guy.
Well, now, I had told you about how Baron Corbin, he used to wrestle without a shirt on, and then ever since there became a meme of his belly button talking to people, he's been working with a shirt on since then because his belly button was too much. Just like, it looked like a little alien, just like, it looked like E.T.
Take me to your planet. Yeah,
he has nautical stars on his chest, too. Katy Perry E.T., is that what you just said? Yeah. There's a Katy Perry E.T.
That's
with Reese's Pieces? No.
Reese's Pieces. We're off.
Well. That's hilarious.
So, yeah, Baron Corbin lost that match by disqualification in 12 minutes. Not a bad match.
Match was good until the end.
We had the 5-way elimination women's match. So, Naomi got a full-on entrance. I got super excited when I heard. I was like, I came upstairs and I was like, oh, I hear Naomi. You guys could see me.
You were in the kitchen.
I'm in the kitchen going like, I feel the glow. Naomi, this is my girl.
That's all I heard was, I hear Naomi's
music. Bring it
music.
To the floor.
Was you doing her dance in the kitchen away from everybody so we couldn't see you?
Whoa, holy shit. That was the weirdest thing that ever happened to me. It was weirdly fluid.
You were about
and
to get Baron
also
Corbin.
Weirdly weird. My bad. Okay, so yeah. But then she was just on commentary, so I was let down.
And then she didn't say jack shit.
And then she didn't talk at all. So, yeah, it was a 5-way women's match between Natalya, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Lana, and Danzig's daughter.
A.K.A.
You
Tamina.
You like how I did that in there? No, so the whole match, Tamina was wrestling, and Angel's just like, okay, so Danzig's daughter is in the ring right now. Daughter! You think you're going to have a wrestling marriage? So yeah, Tamina though actually was kind of a star in the match though.
It's lightweight.
Every time something was about to finish, Tamina came in with the quickness,
especially with Lana
on the sway, on the save and the kicks. Yeah, Lana was in there. I forgot to say something about the New Day match. Remember that move that I made you rewind because I was like, how did Xavier Woods come out sitting down?
Yes. That was
cool. I feel like that guy from Saturday Night Live, Chris Farley with Paul McCartney.
You sound like Chris Farley.
Remember that time you were in the Beatles? That was cool. Anyway. The women's match. Did you have any notes for the women's match, Angel?
Yeah, but I don't. She's like, I am totally not down with it.
You have Fidger Fudd, which was the figure four. Charlotte Flair put someone in a figure four, and it was the Fidget Fudd.
Yeah, that's what I Okay. Fucking around.
I remember that.
Don't worry about it.
Danzig's daughter.
It's 5 a.m. and it's not...
Oh, yay. Oh, wait, no, we were talking about their hair extensions is what was happening.
I have
like...
hashtag here for that elimination match.
So we... Now, I was like, we were all talking.
God, dude, it's fucking hot, dude. I'm sick of whipping my long ass hair.
Exactly.
That looks great, but no.
That's what I was talking about. Like, you as an outsider, you're watching, and you're seeing these women wrestle, and you're kind of going, well, it kind of takes me out of the believability of them having an actual fight. With their hair extensions whipping around to the point that none of them can see.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Tumbling. There's so much tumbling around, and it's like, get the fuck.
They need some, all of them need cornrows.
That's why I like the luchador kind
of. Just put them all in masks.
Like, hey, yo,
just hide all their faces.
I was about to say, what are you trying to say about these women, Angel? Just hide all their faces. Put them all in masks.
No, I think it's beautiful. I think
no,
it's
yeah.
Great,
I'm messing. I'm joking.
If it were me, fucking hair looks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can, how about Beyonce with those videos? She's queen, but how many Hulk fucking things did you see?
Single ladies.
Yeah, when she was doing that concert and all those like shots of her going like a Hulk. Like,
yeah, I know you're talking about right? The fucking Super Bowl concert when she's like,
performing. They're doing their like getting down just like everybody else, but they're also like,
so yeah,
on an image just like the guys do.
Yeah.
So when Charlotte fucking got a very near fall towards the end and she sat up and she was like, and her hair extensions are flowing and her makeup's starting to like look glisten because it's sweating.
Like
yeah, it's not like it's run or anything, but it's sweating. Yeah, yeah, it's like it had been there for all night till 5 a.m. drinking at a club.
Yeah, it looks like she's been up all night.
Done it too.
They're in Denver, Colorado, just running air.
To just be sweating like that and go, God damn, I'm done.
You got any thoughts on the women's match, Derek? Hey, you got any thoughts in the. You could have a drinking game on how many times I said right there. You got this.
They did do some serious twat kicking in that,
though. Twat kicking? Is that what you just said? I remember the giant moonsault from Charlotte was insane.
It was a longer match than I thought it was going to be.
Natalya getting the win was a nice surprise because Natalya never gets the win.
Clearly thought Charlotte was going to win.
Of course, because Charlotte's been on top since she walked in the door. So, yeah, it's kind of like they're pushing Charlotte down a little bit and Natalya gets a win.
Yeah, and now she's going to face Naomi at SummerSlam.
I was watching Angel's face watching us go, I'm not sure about half of this conversation,
no,
but okay.
We're talking about, like,
twat kicking. Yeah, see, that's part of being a part of Lousy Weather Media. Like, we wouldn't want you speaking on a Lousy Weather Media podcast unless you said things like twat kicking. Yeah.
But, she still doesn't want to be on the mic.
Nah, yeah, it's all right. I should have been like, no, Angel, sit in this chair. But no, Slim happened to be over there, so Slim's the one that fucked it up. I could have snuck her on microphone, is what I'm trying to say. But right now, I really can't. Like, there's nothing seeing you. What's up?
What do you got, like, 10 minutes left?
Yeah, basically. There ain't much more to go through. American Bandstand was next. No, Kevin Owens and AJ Styles for the U.S. title. I'd be more excited if it was American Bandstand with Blondie playing or something.
Yeah, that would be great. But I didn't have a whole lot of notes.
Even like
Skin on Skin Slap.
That was the story of the night for her.
Yeah, at first you like
it started off real
see
slow.
This is what had happened. See what had happened was the titties and the dicks were jerked off too hard in that first match.
Mm-hmm.
That by the time we got to this match, all of us were just like, oh, yeah, where's the next drink? What's the next food? Is there pizza ready? What's happening, y'all?
They're still eating their nachos.
Yeah, yeah, we slamming nachos. We going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, we got to clean back up and come back for
they're,
more.
They're getting ready for the Punjabi match.
Yeah, exactly.
Get ready for that.
Hey, you gotta get ready for some poon jobs. Of this match or the next match? Yeah, of the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Period? They loaded so many... What did you say?
We're too late. I was too late on that. I was talking about the flag match. I went, the flag match!
The flag match is next.
Okay.
So anyway, about the U.S. title match. So Kevin Owens defeated AJ Styles. Spoiler alert.
Which was a shocker.
Spoiler alert. Made me laugh. Because it's a review podcast, so obviously you've seen it already.
Yeah.
But anyway,
but for those who haven't watched or...
What the fuck?
Listen.
Spoiler alert. Always Kevin Owens won this one. he got his belt back. And he got it back in like... what was the finish of this match? It was something stupid. Come on, Derek, you're sober.
Did the ref get knocked out? And he hit him with a pop-up power bomb, I believe. And then that's when the ref came to. And I believe that's when
I don't remember any of that.
Because you were drinking the entire time.
So that happened. Do you got any notes for this match other than hand-on-hand slap?
I just got skin-on-skin slap. Make you say, ugh.
Make you say, so then we... Yeah, the skin on skin. So we moved on to John Cena versus Rusev, the flag match.
Which was different.
This was another one I'd been waiting for all day. So this match had different rules than normal flag matches. Yeah. Flag matches have always just had a flag in opposite corner, and whoever pulls down their flag first is the winner. And this one was like, pull down your flag, make it up the rampway to post your flag up on a little pedestal that had your country's flag painted across the side of the pedestal.
Which was kind of like, you must put
your flag. It made sense, though.
But why did you need two of them?
It added longer drama. What's up? John Cena won, yeah.
But only one flag could...
Spoiler alert, John Cena wins. No, the match was... I actually thought it added more drama, though, to add that extra step to the match.
I mean, they had to do something.
In the whole thing? The one guy gets his flag down, and then they got to fight through it. The other guy gets his flag down, they got to fight through it.
Yeah.
Set up little tables. What's up?
Game of Thrones drop.
Okay, yeah, so Rusev ends up putting... Today. Yeah, he ends up... John Cena's about to put his flag in. Rusev kicks him in the fucking face and puts him in the camel clutch. You say accolade, I say camel clutch.
And, that's what he calls it.
Yeah, it's the accolade. So he puts him in the accolade, and then he goes,
the camel
not
clutch.
Today! Yeah, like, so yeah, just to let him know, like, yeah, not today, homie. Rusev's living America. He might have lost today, but that dude's living America.
For sure.
Three steps to the little fucking thing, and then they were using that thing to beat people with too.
As a weapon, yeah. Well,
so they had to get it back to the pedestal.
First, though, right?
What did you say?
Like, didn't he fake it out? Like he's like, oh, I could.
Yeah, there's a point where Rusev could have put the flag in if he walked, but he was like looking around, like, oh yeah, all right.
Which is weird.
I might put this right here. No,
he just wanted to go through the tables. That was all.
So yeah, then John Cena caught him.
For a minute after that because,
like, yeah, John Cena caught it.
He was gonna win. Like, there's seriously, what did you call it? Like, no, that was the next one, the flag match.
This is the flag match.
No.
The flag match. What notes do you got for the flag match, Angel?
Well, I had to ask you guys what a flag match really was after watching all that. I kind of got
And then we gave you five explanations.
Here's the thing.
Because we didn't even know what it was yet.
Where did they go? What pits do they have to fight through? Like, I just watched it. There's so many dramatics going on.
Because when she asked, we just was like, you just watched it. That's what it was.
Exactly, that's like somebody talking through a movie.
She wanted the exact answer.
That was a 21-minute match.
Yeah, it was longer than I thought it was.
Holy shit.
So you guys expected explained it to me is it used to be only a takedown.
Yeah, you just took down your flag off the pole.
You didn't have to go replace your flag.
Yeah, no, this was like capture the flag almost. Yeah,
pretty much.
That extra, like, hey, at this point, now we can beat him with this flag pole that we set out for him.
Yeah, added a whole new life.
Yeah.
Whole new life to this match. So Sami Zayn wrestled Mike Kanellis this week,
which was weird.
So, what was your impression, Angel, of Mike Kanellis and Maria Kanellis, the love team?
The love team.
Oh, they spent way too much time making out on camera. I mean, geez, we get it.
They're in love, yeah.
We get it. Like,
I thought it was the boots.
The pink boots.
Your dreams. Yeah, and do everything like being like. Oh, you know what I really like through these matches is that they would go. There goes his wife. Or
during this
there
one.
Goes her husband, and it's like they no longer had their own names or anything.
No,
they were just like
their
husband and wife.
Those two are the love.
And it's like that's adorable, and that's what most people strive for. But at the same time, it's like where the fuck did their identity go?
That's how it annoys people, yeah.
Spending too much, that is a mess. Message! Like, can I just, I don't know.
You just did the don't be a menace.
Yeah.
Message!
I can't.
So any fucking Keenan Ivory Wayans or whoever just walked in here, shouted out message. No, okay, so, what you're getting at, though, is like, before the match...
We thought it was a squash.
Yeah, so Mike and Maria have just debuted. This is his first pay-per-view match. They just debuted at the last pay-per-view. So this is their first pay-per-view match. You're supposed to put Mike Kanellis over strong so that he looks like a superstar and not just some jobber who is way too into his wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he shows up and we're like... But then we're sitting there going, man, I can't believe they're going to job out Sami Zayn for this match. Why couldn't they get some other jobber?
Because they suspended Ellsworth.
So they have... and then, then Sami Zayn ends up winning. It was a surprise.
What? A 10-minute match?
Seven minutes. And then Mike Bennett lost, or Mike Kanellis lost. So what the fuck are you going to do with Mike Kanellis now?
Feud with Sami Zayn.
Feud with Maria. Yeah, like he already lost. His lips pants.
I like those.
Do you think they were Maria's lips and they superimposed them all?
Oh, probably. They were like, babe, it's going to be us.
Yeah, it's got to be your lips. Even though but nobody will know.
Except for us. That's funny.
Husband and wife.
I'm like, what did this cat do?
It killed me.
Yeah, the cat muted all the fucking microphones when he was walking by. It's alright. Everything's still recorded, though. They just muted it for us.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, Mike and Maria versus Sami Zayn. Any thoughts from you, Derek?
Shocked that it went longer.
Yeah, I
was
expecting it to be a job match, and then I was like, oh, damn, Sami Zayn got offense.
And then, I was shocked that he won, too.
So then we moved on to the main event of the evening and what we all came for. Angel was snapping me all day. She's like, motherfucking Punjabi prison match is happening tonight.
And you was telling me about this.
I told you about it,
I was like, really?
Because I said, I'm excited
for the
Punjabi prison.
It's either
going
to be really good or horrible.
There's not anybody nobody in the world was excited for a Punjabi prison match.
Well, Ginger and Randy did a really good job, which I said last week. They could do a really good job or a really bad job.
It was cool. All of it was cool. They had good heightened drama between all the gates in the 60 seconds.
Singh brothers.
And at the last gate, Randy Orton hits a RKO. Before Jinder can get out. Yeah. And then the Singh brothers show up and pull Jinder out of the gate.
Which was a big shocker.
Yeah, so Jinder gets pulled out of the gate anyway. Scotty, who they're just kicking him with you. So Jinder gets out of the gate anyway.
And Randy's locked in.
And Randy's locked in even after hitting the RKO. So then Randy ends up climbing over as they're starting to
this
get
this one.
Gender
I was
over.
Like, is Randy going to be Batista at this moment and jump?
No, they went back down. They hit some suplexes on the outside. Motherfucking Singh brother climbed the one.
Climbed the one.
Down. So he climbed to one side, and Randy started climbing it, and they were 69ing each other on the cage for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, Randy hit like three punches, and it knocked the one Singh brother through the table on the outside. Randy goes back to the other side and starts to climb over, and that's when we hear Jinder's music again, and the motherfucking Punjabi Nightmare, the Great Khali, shows up out of the blue. First time on television in 4 years.
I was shocked.
You ain't seen him.
I wasn't expecting Khali.
Now
to
people.
Show up.
Now the Punjabi prison match was invented by the Great Khali.
Yeah.
And so
it's quite fitting.
Yeah, there were some rumors that he might show up in this shit. He might not. He may.
Obviously, he didn't made his mark.
And yeah, he showed up. He made his mark, and the world was changed forever. No, he comes out.
The world.
He shakes the Punjabi cage enough that Randy Orton flips from the outside to the inside, drops like three down, and then Great Khali puts him in a claw to his throat as Jinder starts to climb, laugh at him, and then continue to climb, and then climb to the outside and keep his belt in 27 minutes.
Which was really surprising.
Okay, so once it, yeah, you would call for a gate. There was four gates on the Punjabi prison, okay? On the inside cage. You follow me? There's four little gates. And you can call for a gate to be open so you don't have to climb over the top of it. Get what I'm saying? So, and then you had 60 seconds after you called for the gate to be open.
Four gates,
yeah. And after you called for one to be open, you had 60 seconds to get out. And if you didn't get out in the 60 seconds, it shut and they locked it. And you couldn't call for that gate again.
So you had to climb up.
If you didn't get out of any of the four gates, you would have had to climb over.
All right.
The dude ended up getting out of the last gate. Like, his dudes pulled him out of the last gate. And then Randy Orton had to climb over the cage. I love the way my voice sounds right now. I've talked for 30 minutes straight. My mouth is super dry and I'm drunk. I'm just like, how you having it in the gate?
And
you like the gate. So, Derek, you want to give me a grade on WWE Battleground?
I said it was a B.
You said it was a B on your initial thing?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
And I said C
plus. No, you said
B2. Okay, I said B2. Yeah, B2. B12 shot. So... The thing about it, though, is I feel like this pay-per-view is one of those you could watch in 10 years, completely removed from the storylines, and still in, like,
enjoy
you would almost enjoy the show more, because you're not expecting a payoff or anything, you know? And then, but you're watching it in the moment, and you're like, ah, well, this kind of sucked. There was no payoffs for, like, three of the matches.
I mean, there was a few pleasant surprises.
Mm-hmm. Great Khali.
Yeah.
Pleasant surprise. Yeah, are you ready for Great Khali to come back full time?
Full time.
Maybe
part time.
Full time, dude. Remember when he was the Punjabi Playboy and he came out in pajamas and danced?
Is that the gimmick he's going to run with
That's
when he comes
back? That's what
he
should back? Be. Angel, you didn't give it a grade early. You want to give it a grade now?
It's kind of hard because I liked all of it. I just... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is your first like pay-per-view you sat and watched in how long, probably? If you've ever watched one.
I just used to watch old reruns with you and my cousins when I was younger, kind of stuff. Like really old stuff.
And I probably would have had
really
that was when I was
being like, Yeah.
When you and I used to watch my old stuff would have been when I was on those VHS tapes, right? Like those random VHSs you used to have.
I liked the drama, I thought it was there's so much drama. Like,
yeah, there's a lot.
It's hilarious.
And then
there's a lot of action.
I was about to say, SmackDown is kind of more... What we watched tonight... Well, I should have explained this. What we watched tonight was a SmackDown pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And they have another brand called Raw. And Raw tends to have the more drama. Raw had the big Cass and Enzo storyline. Raw had that ambulance fucking car crash I showed you and shit, yeah.
With
it's all bad. You did.
Like, it's not real, but also like I know people really need money these
The jaws of life fucked you up, man. Sure. I remember.
I'm not sure who's willing to pay for what anymore. We are in an idiocracy society these days, so it's just kind of like, yeah, this is great, but are we in the Hunger Games? I'm not
Everyone's
sure.
not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure.
I'm really into UFC fighting.
So. Yeah, and then SmackDown's more of the, like, just wrestling show where a lot of the stuff is just like, ah, I'm better than you. Oh, I'm going to be better than you.
Fighting for my family.
Yeah, let's have a Punjabi prison match to decide who's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
for
SmackDown.
For the most part.
So then we got SummerSlam August 20th, right?
August 20th.
There'll be a NXT TakeOver before that, too, so we'll be watching both of those.
Yeah.
Next week on the podcast, we will do AWA Super Sunday, and then we'll go into some...
I'm hoping you don't fall asleep again.
Yeah, I have a whole another week to not sleep through this event, so we'll see. No, there's a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about it, because it's like the end of Hulk Hogan and the AWA is this event and shit. So it's a really important event. You watched it already.
I watched it.
I mean, as much as it's Rock and Roll Buck Zumhoff, it's still, you know, Hulk Hogan.
Still Hulk Hogan.
So but anyway.
Probably the longest match I watched was by him. On
Hulk
that.
Hogan and Nick Bockwinkle.
Yeah.
The whole ending is all fucked up. Yeah, I'm fucked up. I need to just cut this. Anything else you want to say before we get out here, Derek?
No, I'm good.
What about you, Angel? You got intense notes? Anything you need said about?
Not really intense. I think they've all been blurted out, but that was really fun. And
hmm. Yeah, come watch pay-per-views with us more often, and then next time we'll put you on microphone, and you'll be like, yeah, so you'll know the storylines next time. You'd be like, I saw this guy in a Punjabi prison a year ago, so I know how tough he is now. Yeah, that's funny.
That is
anyway, thank you, Derek. We had a quick podcast, 36 minutes.
Our shortest podcast.
Holy shit. I don't think it's ever going to be this short again. And Enzigiri, and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.